Britain.
The cruise industry. Lining up. What unites a Spice Girl, an opera star, and champagne?
Ship christenings are not short of pomp and circumstance. The naming ceremony for Queen Anne, a new ship owned by Cunard, a British cruise line, was no exception. Earlier this month, officials in civic regalia joined crowds in Liverpool, Cunard's one-time home. Mel C, a member of the Spice Girls, a British pop band, flashed peace signs. Andrea Bocelli, an Italian opera singer, performed alongside an orchestra. There were confetti cannon, prolonged blasts of the horn, and the smashing of a 12-litre Long Perrier champagne bottle against the ship. The maiden voyage of Queen Anne, whose 3,000 passengers can take part in yoga, cinema screenings and ballroom dancing, is well-timed. The COVID-19 pandemic is largely in the cruise ship industry's wake. Cruisers from Britain and Ireland booked 2.3 million trips in 2023, an increase of 14.5% on 2019, according to Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, a trade body. Britain welcomed more than 2 million cruise ship passengers to its shores last year, 24% more than in 2019. Cruise liners have been trying to broaden their appeal, offering shorter getaways, child-free trips, and niche cruises to remote locations such as the Arctic. Many have upgraded their fleets by fitting existing ships out with things like bigger pools and taller water slides. As a result, the number of first-time passengers has been increasing. More than a quarter of global cruise ship passengers in the past 2 years have been newbies, according to CLIA. Travellers are not exactly young. The average age of British and Irish passengers in 2023 was 55.1, but that is down from 56.1 the year before. It's not all plain sailing. Rapid growth means spiralling visitor numbers. That is a boon to some places. In Aberdeen, Scotland's biggest port, a record 34,000 guests are expected to spill out into the city this year, up from 3,400 before the pandemic. Elsewhere, the influx is more of a strain. The Orkney Islands, off northeast Scotland, are home to just over 20,000 residents, but receive nearly 10 times as many visitors each year. Orkney has proposed limits on the number of cruise ship visitors, in line with inundated European cities such as Barcelona, Dubrovnik and Venice. Calls for a cruise ship tax are growing across Scotland. Cruise ships are also under pressure to curb pollution. The industry's global carbon emissions are up by 6% compared with pre-pandemic levels, according to the Climate Trace Coalition, an environmental group. In 2022, the 45 ships that called into Southampton, Britain's biggest cruise ship port and Cunard's home since 1919, were responsible for nearly 10 times more pollution than the city's 93,000 cars, according to a study by Transport and Environment, a non-profit group. Cruise ships are turning to cleaner alternative fuels, including hydrogen and liquefied natural gas, but the costs of decarbonisation come on top of the burden of servicing debt amassed during the era of lockdowns. As bookings nosedived and ships remained stuck in ports, the industry borrowed heavily to stay afloat. Carnival, Cunard's owner and the world's biggest cruise ship operator, has racked up nearly $30 billion in loans since the pandemic, almost treble the amount of debt on its balance sheet back in 2019. None of these concerns was ever going to spoil the merriment in Merseyside. Queen Anne, which was ordered in the years before COVID-19 nearly sank the industry, left Liverpool against a backdrop of fireworks. Punters in boating blazers and straw hats waved bottles of bubbly. Spectators cheered from nearby balconies. Only three things stir this much euphoria in Liverpool, according to one onlooker: football, the Beatles, and ships.